you know, it could work. So I went in, I was looking at Stratford and Canning Town. And then I got one in Canning Town. My first week, I mean, that first month, we cleared about 1,500 net. Then I'm like, bro,
this is it.
This is it.
Yeah.
Forget HMO.
Miami, here I come. Miami.
Massive knock on my door, dun, dun, dun. You got to 10 a.m. to leave the house.
Imagine.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Bloody
hell. Was that? Was that the landlord?
No, that was my dad.
Oh.
Serving you notice.
Yeah, serving me notice to go.
Okay.
And it's because you had an
altercation. That something
Yeah. So I was like, where am I going to go?
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say? Like, now I'm working like 20 hours a week. And really making
that much.
Yeah, I was trying to see if you can get into rent to rent, maybe.
Yeah. That was, you know. Then I went into Islington Council. They were like, you know, you're young and fit. You know, you can
sort yourself out.
Sort yourself out.
Did they even offer any support? Or
we can give you £394 a month for room rates. I'm like, what room are you gonna get in Islington for that price?
Nowhere. You just come Birmingham, bro. Single room.
Not even double. Not even the double room.
Yeah, that's
me. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
So I had no way of going around. So, but the part that was that kind of messed my mind up, it was what my dad said. He was like, the reason I gave you, you know, we Africans, right? Yeah. So once you know you've been cursed,
yeah,
that lingers in your mind. In your mind,
bro, it hits.
So when you speak to your friends, oh, cut shit, deep. You know, oh, that could happen.
Yeah.
And then once when you watch the Nollywood, you're like, bro, that's even further, you know, confirmation. So then he was like, oh, the reason I gave you the letter, now you'll never be successful.
Damn.
You know, remove my name. You're no longer, you know, don't take my surname.
Damn.
Remove my DNA. You're no longer my son. I puked you out, one or whatnot. And then, so that was said to me.
Yeah.
Like on that Saturday or Friday or Thursday, right?
Damn, yeah.
I went to work on Monday, empty, bro.
So you was homeless kind of now, or would you stay with a bedroom cousin?
Saturday, I bounced, I went to my brother.
Cool.
So, and then there was like, you know, he still gave me his rules.
Then
I just started moving around, you know, sleeping in my car, you know, sofa surfing, whatnot. And then Monday I got there, empty, bro. Bear in mind, this is a call center. You got different companies, you know, it's loud, massive environment, lots of energy. It's like Wolf of Wall Street
yeah, right.
People standing up making calls, like empty.
The
manager, you know what, Napa, don't come into work until I call you. So I got sent home. Right. I went home. Tuesday, I was in Chapel Market. There's like a Moroccan cafe in Angel. Sat there waiting for the call. I think it was about 10 a.m. Got the call. Napa, we lost the contract. There's no more work for anyone.
Jeez.
Then I'm thinking, like, for me,
in the same space of like, what, 3-4 days?
Butter.
Yeah. Out of the house and then no job. Like.
So for me, I was like, hey, what my dad said, bro, is coming to free.
Brody, yo.
And then, because I'm crab, you know, Bible savvy.
Yeah.
Right. I'm like, bro, you know what, man? This is what happened to Cain. When God cursed him, when he killed Abel. I don't want that to happen to me, bro. You know what, man? There's no point of being alive. If anything you're going to work for, you're not going to be successful.
Got you.
What I'm trying to say? So I remember I had a blue Merc C-Class, right? Or six plate. So I parked outside Travel Lodge in Angel. I was just crying, bro.
Mad.
Crying. You're thinking like, bro, where do I go?
Yeah.
Where do I go from
like,
here?
Job done.
Family
cursed. I'm cursed. Like,
you can't, I stopped calling myself Joseph, bro.
Mad.
You can't use the surname. You can't.
Start like, using it. Yeah. Just wash
like, your way. You're everywhere. And then I just called my uncle. I was like, you know what, bro, man, I'm done. I'm going to take my life. I'm going to kill myself. There's no point of being alive. And then I drove to Blackfriars Bridge, right? I can't swim. I'm just going to dash
myself. So you was
there.
Literally about to like,
bro, I clocked out.
You're going to drive, just drive off the edge or what?
No,
jump off. Park up and jump off.
Yeah, by the time they get all this, you know, emergency team, I'm done.
Yeah,
I'm gone.
Yeah,
I'm floating.
Word.
But when I got there, bro, it's like I was having a conversation with God. Then I heard a voice say like, you're going to take your life when life gets difficult. Then I was like, what do you mean? So when life gets hard, this how you're going to quit? What not? Then we, I was like, nah, I'm not a quitter. Then he goes, he was like, do you know Joseph? I was like, nah, I don't know no Joseph. He was like, no, you know Joseph. I was like, yeah. Jesus' dad. He goes, no, there's another Joseph.
Yeah.
He was like, go on your phone and go on YouTube, type Joseph. When I typed Joseph, there was like a 2 minutes like cartoon of Joseph, the one that got sold by his family and whatnot.
Yeah, technicolor coat. Yeah.
He goes, then he goes, you're Joseph. And then I heard Les Brown's voice said like, can't remember what exactly. He says something along the line where when life gets difficult, people tend to quit. And then I was like, you know what, man? I ain't a quitter. So I turned the car, went back. I stopped pushing this rent thing serious now, you know? And then there's, you know, there's people that can just feel energy. So there's this guy called me, which I dedicate my third book to. Randomly just called me like, oh yeah, nah, I just feel like something's wrong with you, whatnot.
It's like your boy, one of your friends.
Nah, he's just like an old guy.
Someone you found networking or something.
Yeah, just like in the property space, you know, how you just connect with people, you know, you stay in touch. Just reached out or, you know, I don't.
Randomly?
Randomly, like, I don't feel like you're well or something is wrong. And let's link up. So we linked up in Houston. No, in King's Cross, St. Pancras. We sat in Costa Coffee. I think there was like a JD somewhere, boots. So we sat there and then I started telling him, you know, what was going on. He goes, what do you need? I just need £500 to get back. And then he redrew, gave me £500. And he kind of took me under his wing alongside with the guy that took me rent to rent. I went back to him. I said, listen, I need a mentor. He goes, based on what you're going through, I don't think I'm going to take you through because you're going through a lot. You know, you don't have the finance. You don't have this. I said, now I got my credit card. I'll pay through that. He goes, okay, let me consult my wife. I'll come back to you. Then he was like, oh, came back. Okay, I'll take you through. So I paid him. So now I feel, you know, I've got a mentor.
Got a lifeline there.
I got people behind me supporting. So then the next step was finance.
Yes.
Don't get gas with this. No money down.
No money down is a myth, man.
You need money.
You need money for it.
That was the downfall. Like, where am I going to get this money from? And then I started speaking to that guy. He was like, you know what, Napa? I want you to write 100 ways on how you're going to raise finance. I was like,
I love that.
He goes, anything. Rob a bank. Yeah, good looking guy.
You can sell yourself.
Like, he was like, literally anything. You go, but you're not going to get to 25. You're going to have the answer.
Right.
I start writing.
Different things,
He goes, like, everything is coming first for the first 20 is your conscious. Things that you're used to see. You know. Rob a bank. I'm going to do this. Things that you know. But once you get past it, you start tapping into your subconscious. And then the idea just came. I was like, hold on. Wait. I've got time. I'm not working. I've got the knowledge, which I've done the training. I've got a mentor. I'm sure there's people out there
wanna learn
that have no time and lacking the knowledge, but want to exercise the money.
Okay, to make more. All right.
So I went into Facebook. Hey, Facebook groups in property. Hey, everyone. My name is Napa. I'm looking for HMO deals in Southwest London. That was my area, Southwest London. That was circa around £800 per month profit. I'm time rich, cash poor. I'm looking for someone that is...
Message straight. Love it. Love it.
Straight.
I'm looking for someone that is cash rich, time poor, and let's get married. Bro, my inbox went nuts. Nuts. I came across people where, you know, time wasters, or you're young, you know, you look different, you're black, you're this, you're that, you speak street, you're looking... it's not gonna work for you. Rent when it's dead in London, it doesn't work in London.
Bare excuses,
bare negative, like. And then suddenly, I just got a message from someone say, "Hey, let's link up." We met up in Marlborough Hill. It was a Sunday after church. He goes, "I got this much. Let's go." And then from then on, now I know I got the money ready. I got my mentor. Went into work, got my first deal. It was a 4-bed mansion in Southwest London. It will bring about, you know, £600 profit. He was like, move in. I moved in. I was like, bro, but if I'm moving, there's no profit. That last room was the profit. He goes, nah, you're the engine. I want you to be safe. So I moved into my first rent. So I was living
had somewhere to live.
Boy. Yeah. Okay. And it was a new build. It wasn't a new build, but it was new refurbished.
So you're even good now.
Oh, it was living. Yeah. 2 weeks after that, got another deal bringing about £800 net.
Nice.
Because we went 50-50 on the profit.
Mm. Okay.
And then the third year was in East London, bringing about 1.5. And then he just grow. Mm. And as we were speaking, off air, then SA came in. I was like, let me jump into this. but that was another story. But
I lie.
Talk about SA a little bit. Because obviously when you told me the story, I was like, it made sense. Like you came in at a time where SA was still sort of new.
I came into the time where it was freshly new. Mm. People was discovering, service accommodation. I think this was like 2016.
Yeah.
And then I was like, bro, look how many flats are out there. Mm-hmm. How can you struggle to get a deal?
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say? Mm. And then because most people were targeting Canary Wharf.
Yeah. Mm.
Then I was like, if I just get,
Just outside.
Mm. And then, it could work. Mm. So I went in, I was looking at Stratford and Canning Town.
Mm.
And then I go one in Canning Town for our first month, we cleared about 1,500 net.
Mm.
Then I'm like, bro,
this is it.
Yeah. Forget HMO.
Me here, I can't.
My hand me here.
I was like, forget HMO.
Yeah.